awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Happy Wednesday, y'all.
It's here. It is day one, sans Stever.
Oh, man. We're going to see how it goes.
Intern Doug is at the ready.
There he is.
Yeah.
Doug, can you hear me? Oh, dang it. Hey, don't say anything about it.
Oh, okay.
He can hear us.
I know.
Watch, when I say this, he'll move. See? Weird.
Intern Doug helping with birthdays. That's coming up at 6:45. If you want to get a birthday shout-out into somebody, email us. studio@mystaticradio.com. It is Wednesday.
Hump day!
Hump day!
We've got a slamming show today. I'm excited. I mean, let's be honest, it's like our favorite segment of the week.
It's jam-packed.
If you don't have a chance to join us in the 8 o'clock hour, we do something called Comics Corner every single week with our friend Max from Astro Zombies. They're kind enough to hook us up. So we review the latest books that are coming out today.
We do.
So all you comic fans, maybe you're not a comic fan, but you want to get into comics. Or you just enjoy us bantering like nerds so that you can be cooler than us.
My buddy Nick yesterday at exercise, he said, "I love it when you guys do Comics Corner." And I was like, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah, it's just really cool how you relate all that stuff to different things. I just love interest." He was like, "When you guys talk about parallel universes colliding and all that." And I was like, "Okay.
All right."
He's like, "Now do 100 pull-ups."
Oh, man. Yesterday I found out I was skinny fat.
Yeah.
And that it's actually a real epidemic.
And then we found out there was a cleanse that you could take, but you didn't want to.
No.
Even though it was straight ice cream.
That's gross.
And it's lactose intolerant. It's dairy-free ice cream.
A couple weekends ago, Chrissy and I went away to Santa Fe.
Yep.
For the weekend. And we were with a group, and we went into like a gelato place.
Gelato!
And they were like, "Hey, it's Italian. It doesn't have dairy in it. You can eat it." But I guess because I'm lactose intolerant, I've just become so accustomed to not enjoying ice cream that I was like, pass.
You didn't like it?
I didn't eat it.
You didn't try it.
I had like people's bites. Like I had the little, you know, "Hey, try this one," with the little like infant bites or whatever. Yeah. I tried it.
Gelato is a different consistency than ice cream, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't like it?
Meh.
Man, I liked it.
It's okay.
I got to eat gelato in Paris.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was cool.
I wasn't super feeling it.
Let me brag about my trips.
Go.
No.
Oh. Okay.
I went to Paris once. It was fun.
I wish
freezing cold.
I need Paris music. Like.
Yeah. That's my Paris noise.
We got a great show today. Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. That's in the 9 o'clock hour. That's going to be a lot of fun. If you would like to get a question in, you can do so. studio@mystaticradio.com. Do you hear that?
Are you sniffling?
I'm stuffy, man.
It's the allergies.
Oh, it's the worst.
They are wreaking havoc on everyone.
They are wreaking havoc.
Except for me.
You know, our dear friend Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah?
He's going to call in. I know it.
He better
I
call
feel
in.
It. I believe it.
We're waiting on him.
This daylight saving time, I feel like today's the first day that I've conquered it.
Conquered.
I've overcome you, daylight saving.
I feel pretty awake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I slept good. I notice when I shower, it makes a difference.
That's what happens.
Oh, I only do it once a week. I'm a water conservationist. I saw this documentary about water conservation, and I really just don't want to waste water. So I'm going to start once a week. And, Unless it's a holiday week, in which case I skip that week because, you know, nobody else is going to see me in my clothes, so I don't need to shower that week.
On the holidays?
Okay, that's not real.
That's weird.
That would be awful.
There's probably a lot of people out there that do that.
That believe me that I do that.
I'm sure they believe you.
Static!
Morning, fellas.
Morning!
You're not Matthew from Albuquerque.
No.
I am not Matthew. Stop kidding.
That's
okay,
though.
We'll take it.
Yeah, how you guys doing this morning?
Yeah, we're good.
Yep.
Good deal.
Yeah. Getting the day going?
Yeah, I wanted to share some good news. I am also doing very well.
Booyah.
My baby boy came home from the hospital yesterday. He was there for a little under a week.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. Had that RSV jargon.
Oh, dude. Mm. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, it was scary, man. We took him to urgent care, and a nurse came out. She was like, what are you doing? You should be at the emergency room.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, we thought it was just allergies for a couple of days.
Wow.
Didn't think much of it. Was expecting, like, an antibiotic, and there you go. See you later. And, man, it was heart-wrenching.
Right. How old is he?
Two and a half.
Two and a half?
Yeah.
Wow.
They, for emergent care, they wanted to transport him down to Presbyterian downtown.
Yeah.
By ambulance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, driving behind the ambulance, watching your child back there, man, it's heart-wrenching.
That's right. No fun.
But praise the Lord that, you know, he was with us, always with us, but he placed his healing hands on him and done deal.
And good, and everybody's healthy and okay now.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Glad to hear it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing news.
Yeah,
I know what
definitely.
That's like.
Yeah, it's no fun. How's little Brody doing with his divas?
He's good, man.
Good deal.
Yeah, he's good. He's healthy.
Right on.
Rocking trampolines like a champion.
Healthy and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, can we play a song for you?
Yeah, you guys pick.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. My brain's an autopilot.
We're going to play, All I Need is a Miracle. All
I need
is you.
See, and I was going to say Beautiful Day by U2 because it's a beautiful day because your child is no longer in the hospital, and that's a beautiful day.
That is a beautiful day. Plus, we don't have Mike and the mechanics in the system.
Yeah. Yeah,
chances
are we don't
have that.
So we'll
stick with U2.
All right.
Right on. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
You guys have a good one. Later.
Right, U2.
That's awesome.
Praise report.
Static. Well,
good morning, guys. Oh, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from there Albuquerque.
Hey, guys. Hey, can I ask you guys to do a prayer this morning, please?
Yeah.
Hey, this is for my neighbor, Tony. He's still in the hospital, and he almost died yesterday, but he came back.
What is
happening?
So,
he has pneumonia, and the poor guy has been there for a week already, so... We're just all hoping that the Lord will heal him so he can return to the staff to Action Towing because, really, he's the only one who can drive the truck because, well, I'm not a licensed driver yet, and I don't know how to operate the bed either, so.
Yeah. You'll get there, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, guys, get training. So, yeah, again, please pray for him. His name is Tony Feria. He's the owner of Action Towing.
All right.
He's, yeah. Thank you, guys. I really do appreciate this, you know.
Yeah.
Both me and his wife, you know, Marie Feria, both of us, we've been, you know, worrying about him because, well, we don't want him to die because, again, he's the owner of the company. And, you know, what's a company without an owner? Literally, it's nothing. You know, we need somebody to own the company and run it and drive the truck, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully things will go smoothly and he'll recover soon.
I hope so, too.
So, anyway, so Steve-O, how you doing today?
Yeah, Steve-O. How you doing?
Good, man.
He's doing good.
Hey, I saw, by the way, I did see a picture of you guys on your website, on the party website. I didn't notice that until yesterday.
What are you talking about?
On the Stack Radio website under, it's on the tab for Team Austin Morning Party.
Did you still think I was Mitch?
Yeah, you know what's funny? I still have the old pictures of the old one, you know, for some of the old call-in shows on my computer. So I'm like, you know what, those photos do bring back a lot of memories.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, those shows, oh, they were funny. But you know what? Each show just gets funnier and funnier.
And funnier.
I noticed that.
Yeah. That's good. Progress.
Yeah. Can I get a song request this morning, please?
Let's hear it.
Okay, I love having you. Like, songs, I don't sing by Anne Berlin. Put this out to my neighbor, Tony Feria.
Yes.
Good morning.
Matthew.
All right.
Matthew.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Right. Sorry.
Bye. He's got to go.
He's got to go.
He's so busy.
Yes. Oh, man. Should we play Breathe by Amberlin?
Yes. I want to give a shout out to my sister Kimberly, who's watching, and I don't know why she's watching on the webcam. And she just told me she had one of my shirts on, and I forgot that I even had that shirt.
Kimberly!
She stole it.
She started following me on Instagram. I win.
Kimberly, Steve-O had a race with Chrissy about who could get the most likes to follow them on Instagram.
That's not true!
Yeah, you did.
I win.
And he won.
I won. Thank you, Kimberly. You were the final lot. You were the last lot.
Nah, you don't have my dad.
He's on Instagram?
He is.
Oh, crap.
And it's secret.
Mary!
You'll never find him.
Oh, gosh!
You'll never find him.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh,
Kimberly,
well,
quit watching the webcam!
We got some U2 on the way by request right now for Matthew from Albuquerque's neighbor who is in the hospital with pneumonia.
Kimberly said she's pretty sure Chrissy asked her first.
Hey, you know what? She followed me back first.
You guys are not going to fight through me. We got a song request. We got
this
two.
This is important.
Praise report. Well, we got a praise report and a prayer request.
Yes. Matthew from Albuquerque's neighbor in the hospital with pneumonia. Wanted to hear some Amberlin. Breathe feels kind of pertinent.
Yep.
So, breathe easy, Tony.
Breathe easy.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
And now the news with me, Mateo.
Yes.
Good morning.
Nailed it.
That was strong.
That was good, man.
I need to learn how to say that in Spanish. So then I could say that, and then I could say it in Spanish right after. Or maybe I should say Spanish first so nobody feels, you know, like prejudiced against. And
we're not a bilingual station.
But if I have to do Spanish, I'm going to have to learn Italian and French.
Yeah.
And Portuguese for our Brazilian friends.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm going to start speaking in Portuguese.
Too much work.
And in case they... I'm going to say that Dawn's going to come in, and then she's not, but I'm going to speak in Portuguese the whole time.
Oh, man.
And they're going to love it. And then they're going to start listening, and I'm never going to speak in Portuguese again. Ever.
Wow.
I'm going to learn these languages with use from the 1980s language tool called Muzzy. He was a monster. He was a cartoon monster.
Whoops.
And he taught languages. Just oui, as you be. You don't remember that?
Nope.
Kimberly remembers. I know you do. A new California bill threatens orca shows at SeaWorld. This is probably resulting from that movie.
Blackfish.
Haven't watched it. Too sad.
Yeah. I blackfished it.
Oh. I'm going to give you 8 points for that joke.
Thank you.
8 out of 24. You get one third of the points.
That's okay.
Mysterious new man-made gases are posing a threat to the ozone. I almost read that as glasses.
Mysterious man-made gases?
Man-made gases.
Like pooters?
Yes. Like Luke. And Jack. And even Brody, sometimes Panda.
Gosh, what is it with children? Farts are the funniest thing in the world.
What do you mean,
and
children?
It's even funnier when you do it and no one knows, and then 7 seconds later it's the...
Oh!
Oh, did... Luke! Did you fart?
And then he's over there going...
Kids, man.
Kids! We talked about this yesterday. We posted a picture. An open-air urinal is planned for a California park.
Yeah.
You can go to our Facebook and check it out.
It's interesting, to say the least.
It's a community urinal. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, open-air urinal and a park in San Francisco.
A friend of the station named Cody, I think, commented on it, and he said, didn't God already make this and call it a tree?
Right. Yeah, except now you won't get arrested for indecent exposure because it's a city-made open-air urinal?
Kimberly knew exactly what I was talking about.
Wow. It's from the BBC.
She sent a picture of Muzzy.
Weird British people.
Whatever. We're not British, we're Southern. So we're very confused. Southern Baptist churches are holding gun raffles to get people to go to church. Speaking of Southern and confused.
Okay.
Or is that genius in the South? Yes.
They're holding gun raffles?
See, in the South, that's a genius move.
Right.
Gun raffle, people to church. Also in Albuquerque, in the South Valley, that's a genius move. More people would come to church.
Yeah, maybe.
If they thought they could get a gun out of it.
So you go to church and then you get a gun?
They raffle off a gun at the end of the invitation.
Okay.
They're like, all right, now that we all know where we're going to go, let's get out the gun. Just in case. Play a little game I like to call, Are You Really a Christian? Let's find out. Terrifying. Terrifying things in the news.
This is so bad. It's a bad idea.
Kimberly, don't let your church have a gun raffle.
Mm-mm.
She's going to let them. She's going to let them. A great white shark entered the record books the other day by becoming the first to cross the Atlantic. I saw this.
What?
Yeah, the shark wasn't even wearing a wetsuit. Okay. Incredible. Okay. He had a tracker inside of him. And they tracked this joker all the way from the U.S. and A. U.S. and A.
Yeah.
All the way to Britain. Like all the British Isles. Seriously. That shark swam the Atlantic.
How long did it take him
to get
there? I don't
know. I can pull up the article. Scientists later discovered that the shark is pregnant also.
Oh,
so the funny thing about this, and I know Jack would be interested if he was listening right now, sharks are pretty much a mystery. Like the things that they do, why they do them, their motivations. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we still don't know about them. And they're ancient creatures. They've been around for, you know,
Eons.
However you define eon, that's how long they've been around.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. Pretty cool. Pretty sharks. Researchers now say that peeing in the pool is bad for your health.
Well, okay.
We learned this already.
But here's the thing. How can it be that peeing in the pool is bad for your health, but all of the ridiculous amount of chemicals that are in the pool are okay?
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because the combination of urine and chlorine produces a pair of dangerous gases.
Oh.
We're back to the gas.
Okay.
More fart jokes.
Yep.
Who laughed?
I didn't.
Doug's laughing. See, shaking his head up and down. College students in upstate New York are facing animal cruelty charges after a tweeted photo showed them holding a dog upside down for a keg stand.
What?
We're raising up a generation of geniuses in this country. That's stupid.
Yeah.
For more on dogs, you should tune into Comics Corner because I'm reading a comic book about a group of animals that solves mysteries.
I refused to read it.
Max recommended it.
Max from
Dawn read it.
Yeah.
She said it was okay.
Well, I said, Dawn, what'd you think? I mean, you have to remember that I don't read comic books. That's what she said.
She's getting into it.
Yeah.
She also read Captain Marvel.
I read about half.
You didn't get through it?
No, I need to finish it.
It set it up. I like it.
Okay.
It's going to be interesting, I think.
All right.
I don't know if I can read a comic based on a female. The central character is a female. I can handle it. I got this.
You got it.
I got it. Yeah. Family in Portland locked itself in the bathroom and called police after the 22-pound family cat went on a violent rampage and tried to kill them.
This is why cats are deadly.
Panda is going to grow. She is going to become 26 pounds.
Ugh.
She is going to have claws the size of that chair, and it's going to be crazy. And you guys... you're gonna have been messing with her, and she's gonna be mad at you. She's gonna love me forever. She knows who I am, and it's gonna be interesting times in the studio right now.
Yeah,
we're testing the limits on the man-made gases. We're gonna see who dies first, and then we'll know who had the better immunities. First responders who rescued a Colorado man from his water-submerged car being sued by the very person that they rescued.
I read this story yesterday.
We need to talk about this because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Car flip. Do you have more information?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. So the car went over, I guess, area underwater.
Yeah.
And there was like he found an air pocket in the back corner of the car and was like... sucking air for like 2 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And the rescuers initially said, oh, there's no way anybody could have survived that. So they didn't really make it top priority to try and save anybody who was down there.
There you go.
So they got the car out of there, and then all of a sudden it was like, there's a dude in there. We should probably take care of this. So for 2 hours, he was just trying to suck air of the little corner that for some way had an air pocket. And so, frostbite or whatever, you know, he was freezing, and his lawyer saying that he wakes up every morning with like
crazy dreams.
Dreams and feeling like he's going to shiver to death and all these things and nightmares. And so he was thankful that they saved his life, but it took them hours and they just didn't even know he was in there. So it wasn't like they were trying to save his life. They were just trying to get this car out of the water.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
And so he's suing for, lots
and
lots
and
of
that's
money.
That's an interesting point because you don't know, because at first it's like, but they saved his life. But then it's like, but that is kind of.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
I don't know.
That's a gray situation.
Yep.
We'll try to color in the lines today.
Yes, we will.
At some point. Barry Bonds told the press that he definitely belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Wow.
He said, put me in there. Put me in, coach. In that Hall of Fame.
We saw him on an interview earlier this week because he's back with the Giants for 7 days as a special instructor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you really just demand that they put you in the Hall of Fame? Is that cool?
You can demand all you want, but I don't think he's ever getting in.
Put me in the Hall of Fame.
He's a cheater.
It's because of the steroids, right?
Yeah.
But now we're finding out more and more that lots of people in the professional sports.
Yeah, and none of them are in the Hall of Fame.
There you go. Barry
just
Bonds.
Saying. Quit Roger being a Clemens, jerk. A-Rod will never be in the Hall of Fame, Dougie Fresh.
Dougie?
Intern Doug, he's a Yankees
Doug?
Fan. For shame.
Doug. Quit back-talking Steve-O. I see you in there shaking your head. Nonverbal communication.
I see you, baby. Shaking that head.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. Astronaut Bill Pogue has died at age 84, and Space.com notes that he earned his spot in history by serving nearly 3 months aboard the Skylab space station in the early 1970s. The stint aboard the Earth orbiting outpost earned him and his two crewmates the distinction of the longest human spaceflight up to that point.
Wow.
Now, this was back in the 70s. And Pogue and friends earned another distinction as well. They became the first astronauts to stage what amounted to a strike while in space. Cause we're on strike. You get that reference, Doug? Rocco's Modern Life? You know about it. That's my boy in there. He knows about cartoons.
I had no idea.
Where were you?
I had no idea.
You were probably on strike.
Bobby's World?
Bobby's World? Don't. No. Gosh.
No, Bobby's World.
About halfway through the mission, the crew got fed up with the constant mundane chores that ground control had them doing. And they staged their job action. While NASA officials at Cape Canaveral chalked it up to possible depression.
And
desperation.
Come on!
Pogue explained later that he and his crewmates simply wanted more time to enjoy the view and reflect. The two sides reached a compromise, making the last half of the mission more suitable for studying the sun, the earthly low, and ourselves. Gosh. As Pogue wrote in his autobiography, if you're going to go on strike, do it in space.
I guess.
Because no one can hear you scream.
Yeah, but no one will come and pick you up.
Exactly.
Either.
You can go on strike as much as you want. You can go, oh, man, I'm not feeling good today. Strike!
And they'll go, okay, cool. Yeah, we should really just stop supplying all this air and everything that we're doing to keep you alive up
there.
Yeah,
go on strike, man.
It's costing us a lot of money.
Your oxygen tank needs to be fixed, but we just won't tell you because you're on strike.
Yeah, you're on strike. Sorry, man.
We reported about the haphazard, the haphazard use of a laser pointer and how that's illegal now.
Yeah.
We did that a couple weeks ago. The FBI wants you to know that they are taking shining laser pointers at aircraft very, very seriously. So seriously, they're willing to throw your butt in prison for over a decade if you do it.
Wow.
You ready for this? Doug, put your laser pointer up. A 26-year-old man in California was sentenced to 14 years in prison this week for shining a laser pointer at a helicopter in December 2012. Wow.
That's just crazy.
The man's name, Sergio Rodriguez, and he was convicted of attempting to interfere with the operation of an aircraft. His penalty is the stiffest one so far for aiming a laser pointer at an aircraft.
Gosh.
Wow. Well, there you go. That's going to be your breaking news. I just want everybody to know that laser pointers are dangerous to you.
Yeah.
And especially to aircraft. And you'll land your butt in prison.
Now, we're doing something new because yesterday was Stever's last day on radio.
We're going to see how this goes.
So we got intern Doug in here and thought, intern Doug, this is your chance to shine.
He's nervous. Look at him.
It's a new dawn of birthdays.
This is it.
Douglas, are you ready?
Ooh.
Oh, He's ready.
He's got an intro, and this is from the show Doug.
Oh, I can't hear you!
We can't hear you, Doug. We can't
hear
you.
You actually have to turn the mic on. See the green button above you?
Yeah. Nope.
There you go.
Don't know what you guys are talking about. That was planned.
That was planned.
That was all part of the plan this morning, guys.
Doug, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Coming in strong with this intro.
I know. Look at that.
All that Doug talk of cartoons this morning.
Yeah.
Did it for me.
Last night, Doug and I had a Twitter war about cartoons.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was interrupting my regular showtime. Yeah.
Okay. I was telling him he needed to go to bed.
Greatest cartoon of all time, go.
Oh. It depends on what category.
It can be only one.
Which is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, then what do
I'm just letting for? You guys go to war.
Doug, what do you think? Greatest cartoon ever.
Of all time,
of
Doug.
Of all time. Now, this is
important.
Know.
What are the categories?
That's tough.
Yeah.
Well, you got like action adventure, because then it would be Dino Riders for me.
Oh. Over
but
Teenage
Transformers
Ninja
is up there. Yeah. He-Man is up there. Silverhawks is up there.
Silverhawks.
Think about it. But then you have like Nickelodeon cartoons.
You didn't even mention
which...
Thundercats.
Exactly. Thundercats are loose.
Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold. You got
gosh,
Rocco.
No.
You got Rugrats. You got Ren and Stimpy. You got
Doug. But Tobby.
And then you have your stupid cartoons.
Yeah, like Rugrats.
No. How could you not like Rugrats?
All right, time for birthdays.
You hate babies, don't you?
Doug, you gotta turn that computer up, bro.
It's loud in here.
Is it?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's all right. Okay. We got it.
Hey, if you turn that knob over there on the right, if you turn that down, it makes it softer for you.
Yeah.
Same volume for us.
Yeah.
Booyah. Right.
Boom.
Today is March 12th, 2014. This is the 71st day of 2014.
Woo!
Only 294 days left in the year. And first up, from the show Get Smart Again, and Smile.
No clue.
No clue.
Barbara Feldon.
Barbara Feldon!
You know who that is?
No, of course I don't.
We don't know who that is.
I never watched Get Smart.
We can guess, though, but because we can get smart.
I'm assuming Get Smart was older.
Yeah, it was on Nick at Night.
Okay.
And they made a movie about it with Steve Carell
never saw it.
Anne Hathaway.
And The Rock was in it.
Man, that was a pretty decent movie. Did you see it?
It's pretty good.
I
never saw it.
It's pretty good.
All
right. I say she is...
72.
No, it's a guy. I think he is 76.
I thought you said it was Barbara.
Yeah.
81.
81. It was a girl. I was trying to throw you off.
Okay.
From Thelma and Louise, G.I. Jane, X-Men First Class, Californication, and Chicago PD.
Kevin
Thelma
Bacon?
And Louise.
Nope.
Susan Sarandon. Or Gina Davis.
Well, who was in First Class? Who played Azazel?
Oh, some young dude.
Okay.
No way.
It wasn't January Jones, was it?
Nope.
January Jones wasn't even born when Thelma and Louise came out.
I don't know who. I don't know.
I'd give up.
Jason Begke.
Jason Begke?
No
Maybe
clue.
He was like an army general or
Maybe.
Something.
Maybe.
Played XO?
Played XO.
X-Men First Class.
I don't know.
No clue.
We
no
don't
clue.
Know.
No clue, Doug.
XO.
49er.
I say 58.
He is 54.
Ah!
I thought I almost won just then.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were doing
The way your
well.
Voice looked so... Yeah. It sounded happy.
Singer.
What is this?
Guitar.
Is this Kid Rock?
No. He would be last.
Yeah, he would be.
He would be the last.
Wait.
James Taylor.
Yes.
Sweet Baby James is who this is. How could you say this was Kid Rock? What happened to
because
you?
Because Kid Rock steals all cool guitar riffs from like old classic
Agreed.
Songs. And then all of a sudden it's like, cause I'm free. Yeah. Kid Rock.
I used to be a rapper. Nobody gets it. Nobody knows.
James Taylor. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not a James Taylor fan.
What?
I know.
Listen to how calming this is.
I know. I've never been able to get through a whole...
He fell asleep. Doug, I'm super calm right now. I feel great. keep on going with the sweet baby.
We will.
Sweet baby James Taylor is 59.
Ooh, I say he's 64.
He is 66.
Oh! Doug!
Tony. Wait. Is this New Edition?
No.
Who is this?
Disco.
Sound like Mr. Telephone. Who the... No clue.
I don't know.
Al Jarreau.
Al Jarreau?
Yeah.
Al Jarreau.
Al Jarreau.
Al Jarreau.
I struggle with that name for so long.
It's okay. It's okay. The struggle's real, Doug.
It is.
The struggle's real in there.
It sounds like The Girl Is Mine meets... It was like seven songs in one that was throwing me off.
Okay, it sounds like... Sounds like it came out in the 70s.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking that...
All right.
I say 71.
I'm going to say 58.
74.
Oh, you were on the right track.
That's all right,
maybe
though.
It was early 80s.
It's okay.
Mr. Telephone Man. Oh. That's what it sounded like to me. Law and Order. No. What is this?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
It's Law and Order. It's okay. Not SVU.
Law and Order, I've never seen.
From Law and Order, Criminal Intent, Hunt for Red October, and Dangerous Minds.
Oh.
Coolio. Michelle Pfeiffer.
No.
She wasn't in Hunt for Red October. She didn't have that crazy beard.
You thinking of Sean Connery?
Yes, that guy.
That's who it was.
Denzel Washington.
Or Courtney B. Vance.
Oh.
Of course. Good old Courtney.
Good old Court.
She okay. B. Vance.
I don't know if it's a
boy
or a girl.
He is actually married to Angela Bassett.
There it is. He's married to Angela Bassett.
That's a context clue that we can use.
Yes. Courtney B. Vance. That dude is awesome. He is 50.
He is, no, he, Angela Bassett. He is 59.
He is 54.
Ah!
But close.
Yeah, it was close. All right.
You guys will enjoy this.
Intern Doug! You're doing a good job,
He's
buddy.
He's killing it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're doing a good job, buddy.
Just don't kill it.
Yeah. All right, from Thank You for Smoking, Olympus Has Fallen, Battle of Los Angeles, and The Dark Knight.
Aaron
all together?
Eckhart. Oh.
Outlaw vigilante, then the
Ooh.
Ooh.
The Batman is an outlaw.
Oh. I believe Eckhart. In Harvey Dent.
I do, too. We're
doing it because yes.
We're Harvey Dent.
Aaron Eckhart.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Harvey Dent.
Gosh, yeah. Why did they... Oh, so stupid.
Mm.
Oh, cheap in that movie so much.
He was also in a movie that came out this year that no one saw called I, Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It looked like a video game.
Yeah.
Video game. Your video game.
He is 47.
Aaron Eckhart is 44.
46.
Ah! I was so close!
You were so close.
All right.
Yeah, it's so far.
Moving on.
All right, so... she is from... I forgot to get music for her, too.
It's okay.
You gotta sing something, then.
She is from Thor, Kyle XY, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Nurse Jaxie.
Oh, Jamie Alexander.
Yes.
She was on last night's episode.
Yes.
She plays Sif.
And it was pretty good.
She was awesome.
And she is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh,
today
man.
Today is her birthday?
Okay. Jamie Alexander, you were amazing last night on S.H.I.E.L.D. Love you, Jamie Alexander.
Okay, let's see. She Jamie Alexander is 33.
Man. 34.
She is 30.
Oh,
she's
wow.
My age.
Yes.
What have you done with your life, KO?
It's been pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a decent.
I like it.
All right. She was a singer, a dancer, and she was in Cabaret. New York, New York, and a little show.
Now the story. Arrested Development.
Yes.
Is it Liza Minnelli?
Yes.
Boom!
Wow. She played Lucille too.
She was also recently on the Oscars.
She was. Hey, Doug. Guess who's never watched Arrested Development?
Steve-O. Oh,
sorry, guys.
Lame.
I'm sorry, guys.
How old is Miss Liza Minnelli today?
Liza, she is...
How old is Dirt? I said it. I'm not ashamed, Doug.
Liza, her mama is Judy Garland.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Liza Minnelli is 65.
Liza Minnelli is 73.
She is 67.
Oh, oh, so close!
You were close.
So close.
All right. Former governor of Massachusetts and presidential candidate.
Oh, Mitt Romney.
Yes, Mitt Romney is celebrating a birthday today.
All right. You knew that. That was your boy.
Mitt. Mitt. Baseball Mitt.
I want to see his documentary.
Yeah, I've heard it's super interesting. Who was saying that? Fallon was saying it.
Love this music. That was a good pick. Well, I was thrown off because wasn't John Kerry also a presidential candidate and also from Massachusetts? It's throwing me off, y'all.
There you go. There you go.
I prefer Mitt.
How old is he?
Okay. He is 59. I don't know. No, that's too old. That's too old.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. No,
I think it's too young.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, though.
No, yeah, you could be.
He's got 1,000 kids.
He's Mormon. They start at, like, 18.
There's got to be, like, there's got to be some algebraic equation for us to figure out how old a Mormon is by their kids.
Yeah.
But it's so different.
His kids are pretty old.
Yeah,
they're like our age.
Yeah, they're old. I'd say he's 64.
67.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
All right. We are on to dates.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Doug, will you go on a date with me? This is not the right place. I shouldn't have asked that over the airwaves.
He's an intern. You know what happens with interns when you start trying to ask interns out on
dates? I'm no presidential candidate. I don't know.
On this date, Alexander Graham Bell successfully spoke the first words on a telephone by calling his assistant.
Oh.
You know what he said?
What? Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Okay.
How are you?
Good.
This
great.
Is actually the first recording of Alexander Graham Bell.
It sounds so old.
Yeah.
It's at least from 1972. Lonely, lonely, lonely.
Nice pick, Doug. Oh, Dougie Doug, everybody. When was this?
This is older than that.
When he talked to his assistant. He said, hello.
Alexander Graham Bell. I'm going to say it was like 1892.
1901. 1876. Oh, wow. Okay. 1870s.
On this date in what year, Coca-Cola was sold in bottles for the first time?
Ooh.
1912.
Really?
I don't know.
That long ago?
Oh, it's probably
sugar
longer.
Pie, honey bunch. You know that I love you.
Love you.
I can't help myself. I love Doug and nobody else.
Weird.
Doug, 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 Doug.
19... Well, let's see. During the war, the pilots would tip back their Coca-Cola in a bottle. I don't know if that's true. Oh, but remember the old, like, army? What war was... I'm going to say... What did you say?
I said 1912.
1917.
1894.
Wow!
Coke's been around a long time.
Yeah, it has.
Coca-Cola.
Cyndi Lauper.
On this day in what year, the Girls' Guides... Later renamed the Girl Scouts of USA, were founded in the USA.
Oh, wow. The Girls Scouts. This has nothing to do with Captain Lou Albino. No, remember Captain Lou? Anybody?
The rubber band on his face.
The Girl Scouts founded. Okay, if Coca-Cola's in the 1800s, Girl Scouts. Oh, wait, no. Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts is old.
You think probably came after Boy Scouts?
Probably.
Because it was like, girls can't vote, but they can sell cookies.
And have fun.
Well done, Doug.
They just want to have fun.
Well done. Well played.
Yeah, that was good.
What do you think?
1907.
1898.
1912.
Oh!
Dadgummit.
You had it backwards!
That's when the Titanic sank.
That is.
On this day in what year, Franklin Delano Roosevelt addressed the nation for the first time as President of the United States. This was also the first of his fireside chats.
Oh! Okay. FDR, baby.
1940.
No. What'd you say?
I said 40.
1943.
1933.
Ah! How was it 43? Because it wasn't FDR the one that said, December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy.
I thought it was.
Wasn't
but
that
you
FDR?
Know what?
I think that was he was. FDR, right?
He had, I thought it was.
But he had four terms.
Yeah, he was the last president that had more than two terms.
What the? Right.
Okay. That was a shutout.
Wow.
This morning.
It's terrible.
Are we done?
We're done.
Today is Registered Dietitian Day.
Okay.
Today is No Smoking Day.
That's good. Every day should be No Smoking Day.
Plant a Flower Day.
Not hey, for me. We'll do that.
Every day should and be smoking for me.
And it's National Milky Way Day.
Oh, yes. Wait, the candy bar or the actual thing in the sky?
Dude, the galaxy.
You choose.
Okay, you choose.
It's the galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
We got a great show today. Dougie. Knocked it out of the park.
You did so good.
Thank you.
Good job,
Solid.
Engine Doug. We're proud of you, buddy. Yeah!
It's only going to get better.
It is. We got Shock Therapy Live at 9. We got Comics Corner at 8. We've got a few things we need to talk about.
We have
right
some interesting
the
stories. There's a pastor who's created a website to guilt his churchgoers into tipping more.
Yeah.
There's also a bunch of other news that you need to know. And we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk about it right now because I want you to be in suspense.
All right. On the way, some Blindside, some One Republic. But we got some details about prom. And thanks to some sponsors who help keep Static Radio going.
Yeah.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Traffic for you, Doug.
He's in the other room.
Intern Doug.
We have construction I-25 in Paseo. Be careful. It's single line traffic. Just want you guys to know if you have an alternate route that's your secret route, don't tell anybody about it and just use it.
Yeah.
Just don't tell anybody. Keep right. it yours.
Yeah.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Ooh.
Yeah, think about that. Also up in Rio Rancho, construction, Highway 528 between Southern Boulevard / Meadowlark Lane and Northern Boulevard. And it looks like 40 eastbound before you get to the big old interchange here in town is starting to get a little slow. It's that typical morning time traffic. So be careful out there. That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Forge, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Annie throwing down some
boom
depth charges and
Annie,
Americanos.
Our overnight girl.
Yeah, she's had a long day.
Yeah, she has.
But that's okay. Rocking it overnight on the radio now, doing early morning coffees.
Booyah.
So there you go. Get your sopo.
That's nice.
Help them out. All right. You've mentioned a few amazing things this
yeah.
morning. Where are we headed, my friend?
We got some solid stories. Well, for one, I want to talk a little bit more about this shark. Now,
ooh.
We mentioned it a while ago.
Yeah.
And it's just more and more amazing. Yes.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Mm-hmm.
A great white shark named Lydia. That's the name of the shark.
Now, is that the name of the shark, or is that the name that humans gave the shark because we don't know her real name because we can't communicate
with
her?
That's her Christian name.
Okay.
That's her Christian name, Lydia. Born and raised in the Atlantic Ocean and then saved in the Pacific. Nope. Is now the first known shark to swim from one side of the Atlantic to the other.
This is crazy.
This is crazy. Now, listen to this. This shark is 14 feet long. And it weighs 2,000 pounds of predator that's going to eat you.
Wait, I thought a ton was...
It's 1,000 pounds, right? Doug? Ton? 1,000 pounds?
I thought a ton was 2,000.
Let me check it out. I could be wrong. I usually am. One ton.
I've been in school in
metric
like...
metric ton.
Long time. You were right.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. I thought you just said I was. One ton. 1,000 kilograms...
We need a 7-year-old who's smarter than us to
how
call
many,
in and tell us
how
much
pounds?
A ton is.
Oh, what is that? Oh, no. How much is one metric ton?
It's 2,000.
2,000, okay.
Thanks, Doug!
So, it's a one-ton shark.
Oh, okay.
So, she's 2,000 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Good grief. That's massive.
That's a ton.
That's she weighs a ton. That's a ton of shark. She's covered more than 19,400 miles to date.
See, and here's the thing. I bet you she's not any thinner. So all that working out, nope. She swam all the way across the Atlantic, and she's not any thinner.
She's
so
skinny fat.
Therefore, all you CrossFit crazies, I'll tell you right now, I don't need a workout. If a shark that weighs a ton, man, yeah. That girl weighs a ton.
She is not thinner because she's eaten so much dinner. She's a shark. Giant shark was tagged with a GPS tracking device off of Jacksonville, Florida.
Oof.
As part of a scientific project which is being led by Gregory Scumell, senior fisheries biologist with the Massachusetts Marine Fisheries.
Yeah.
Lydia, who was tagged in Jacksonville 1 year ago, is now headed toward either Ireland or Britain.
Well, yeah. Imagine this. You're hanging out. You're on vacation. You're at a beach. And all of a sudden, some college kids rush upon you, right? Grab you, hold you down,
yeah.
Shoot you with a dart.
You got a dart in your neck.
It's now stuck to you permanently.
What?
And you're like, how do I get this off?
No.
Last thing you want to do.
You got a dart in your neck. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
Will Ferrell. She's pregnant.
She, of course, is going to cross the Atlantic because she's like, these crazy Americans shot me with a dart.
Shot you with a dart in
the
neck.
I'm going overseas.
She's sick of the culture wars.
Yeah.
She's sick of getting shot with a dart in her neck. She's got a baby. She doesn't want that baby to be an American.
Fan of One Direction, and she was like, you
she
know what direction
Harry.
I'm going in.
Yep. East.
Eastbound. Yeah.
Eastbound down.
That's the way she went because she was tired of crazy Americans shooting her with darts, and so she's crossing the Atlantic.
Look at that shark!
Wow, that is crazy.
We just put it up. That shark is huge.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. I am 6 feet tall.
Okay.
This shark is 8 feet longer than me.
So it'd be like if you were standing on my shoulders.
And some.
And
Brody.
And Brody was standing on your shoulders.
Wow.
And that's crazy.
That's crazy. And it's crazy to think how, I know we're just talking about sharks, and it seems so stupid, but just think of how long this thing swam.
Yeah.
19,400 miles.
It's amazing.
That is amazing. It's a testament to how cool the shark is.
Yeah.
And how needed, you know, I mean, it's part of creation. So there's so much we don't know about all the stuff all around us.
Speaking of creation, coming up tomorrow, 9 o'clock hour, Theology Thursday.
Yeah, Beenix sent us a little list of stuff he wants to talk about.
There's a show on Fox right now. Is it Fox?
Yes.
Show on Fox right now. Also on, like, the National Geographic Channel. It's, like, on all these different channels. And basically everybody is loving it. And so Beenix thought, hey, we should talk about Cosmos because it's a really popular show and it has a lot of things to say about the universe, about religion.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about what all that means. That's coming up tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and then also they want to talk about the Ukraine-Russian thing that's going on.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to tie it into end times. So if you're totally about them end times!
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Putin on the Ritz.
Putin on the Ritz. Magog and Gog. Gog and Magog. Oh, no. It's going to get crazy.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to talk about DNA and intelligent design.
Yeah. I'm excited. Tomorrow's
super
gonna be
interesting.
A good show.
And we've mentioned before that that philosopher, or, well, he used to be the world's foremost atheist. And then before he died, he converted to deism.
Yeah.
He believed there was a creator. But anyway, his main thing was DNA led him there.
Yeah.
DNA for him was the irrefutable evidence of a creator. And intelligent design.
I'm excited. We got a great show. It's every single Thursday at 9 a.m. If you miss it, good news, we podcast it.
Yes.
Every single week, you can grab the podcast for free at mystaticradio.com. Download it there. And make sure you catch Theology Thursday. Coming up, a pastor creating a website to guilt his flock. We'll talk a little bit about that. Right now, it's House of Heroes on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Getting sharky.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Mateo hanging out with you.
And we're happy to be here.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
So we got a story.
Yeah.
About a pastor who's created a website to guilt churchgoers into tipping more. And I guess upon first read, you're like, what? Why is he guilting people? Great.
Right. Oh, cool. Here we go. Christian's being lame again. Hold on.
And honestly, I thought when I first read it, I was like, guilting people into tithing more?
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, no, this is tipping. Wait. Yeah. So then I read some more. Tennessee pastor Chad Roberts created a website aimed specifically at guilting his churchgoers into not only tipping better, but also leaving their servers with a better sense of appreciation. The website is called Sundays Are the Worst. And it went live last month, and it's been flooded with personal experiences since. Servers from around the area can submit their personal stories of getting stiffed by Sunday church attendees, or even just a bad experience they had with someone from Roberts' church.
Yeah.
Once the stories are posted, Roberts makes an effort to issue a personal apology from the church. The pastor says the website will wrap up Easter Sunday, when his congregation will all dine out after service.
Okay, I like this.
On that day, they are encouraged to double their tips and let servers know that they're appreciated. While the site will... It'll pick up again next year. Robert hopes Sundays Are the Worst will change the stereotype of church attendees under tipping.
Because let's be honest, people. Man, it happens way too often.
It does.
It's ridiculous.
I was just thinking, I was in there, I was in the kitchen washing a dish, and I was thinking about how I know in House of Heroes, getting to come in and play with the band, it was super encouraging for me, and we tried to do this in Waverly. Anytime we played, like, in a bar or something, or where they were serving food or drinks, we would encourage from stage, hey, tip your waiter and waitress, tip your bartender.
Yeah.
You know, because those people, I mean, whatever your side of the argument is on, you know, alcohol or whatever, that's how they make their money.
Yeah.
That's their livelihood. And if you're a band, especially if you're like a Christian band and you're playing in their place, you want your audience, like you bring a Christian crowd, you want your crowd to
be
represent.
Respectful. Yeah.
And be like, hey, you might completely disagree with their lifestyle or whatever, with their job.
Right.
And a lot of people, well, I don't know, my friends that are bartenders, they don't, it's not their favorite job. They can make a lot of money, but most of them are like, yeah, I wish I had a desk job.
Right.
In fact, almost all of my friends that are bartenders, their goal has been, this is a means to an end to get out of here.
Right.
Like, they'll do it to pay their way through college or whatever. So anytime we would play, all that to be said, or all that saying that, we would just encourage, hey, you know, tip, because these people need it.
Man, I love the idea of Sundays Are the Worst.
Sundays are the worst.
Because it's so true. Thoughts, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of bartenders and don't like them, the job.
Yeah.
You ever heard that old country western song? I'm just a bartender, but I don't like my work. But I don't mind the money at all.
No.
No.
Matt, you never heard that song?
I haven't.
Come on,
sorry.
You're from the South.
I know.
I'm from Texas. I
should
too.
I feel like even if I haven't heard it, I should instinctively know it.
Right.
Like all the words. But
it goes on to say, I see lots of, I've been in lots of bad places and lots of sad faces with folks with their backs to the wall.
Poetry.
It's deep and profound lyrics there.
Right. It sounds like it. It's amazing.
As is most country music.
I have a random question for you.
Random.
Totally random. Have you been watching Cosmos?
No.
Okay.
So I have a television, but I don't watch TV. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
It really does.
That's how it was for us in Nashville.
I was wanting to get your take or your 2 cents on Cosmos, but that's okay.
We're going to talk about it on Thursday.
We are. Theology Thursday, talking about Cosmos and...
Oh, this is the reboot of Cosmos.
Of Cosmos, right. Yeah. It launched last week. Seth MacFarlane, who's known for Family Guy and Ted and everything he does, is help reinvigorate or redo Cosmos, if you will. So we're going to talk about it. But
it's funny you mention that.
Yeah?
Because someone said when Carl Sagan started Cosmos years ago that the Big Bang Theory had not even been developed. But he started Cosmos out every time by saying the cosmos is all that there ever was and all that there ever will be. And then when people came up with the Big Bang Theory, they realized, oh, well, maybe it wasn't all that there ever was and all that there ever will be.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of a contradiction there.
Very interesting.
Interesting. You should tune in Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that tomorrow for sure. So, yeah.
I will listen.
Thought I'd ask a pro.
I'll listen to more country western music between now and then.
Matt, you really don't have to torture yourself.
Okay.
No, I've got to. I'm a glutton for pain.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that is country music, so there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Thanks, man.
All right.
All right. Later. Have a good day.
You too.
You too. Talking a little bit about this pastor who created a website to guilt churchgoers into tipping more. His name's Chad Roberts. He's a Tennessee pastor. He created this website specifically aimed at guilting his congregation not only into tipping better, but also leaving their servers with a better sense of appreciation. I love this idea.
Yeah, I do too.
505-338-3700, the phone number. The site's called Sundays Are the Worst. We want to know your thoughts. Maybe you're a server and you've had some run-ins with them crazies on Sunday at the Golden Corral. But I'm telling you, man, I love this idea. He says he makes a personal effort to apologize for the church, basically. He says the website's going to wrap up Easter Sunday when his congregation will all dine out after the Easter service. And on that day, they're encouraged to double their tip and let their servers know that they are appreciated. I guess it's going to pick up every year, but this time of year, I feel like it should be year-round.
Yeah, well, I think it'll. This will probably catch on. This will probably become like a movement within churches. I know that, well, there are arguments. It's like, yeah, but if they don't do a good job, then why should I reward somebody for doing a terrible job?
That's a good point.
But then there's that whole counter-argument. It's like, well, number one, as a Christian, you should go the extra mile.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And in my mind, that's where it's settled right there. That's just me. But then also, it's like, you know, this is a... We don't know what that person has been dealing with. We don't know how their day is going.
Yeah.
You know, it could have literally been the worst day of their life. And as a server or a waitress, you can't just say, I'm having the worst day of my life.
Right.
If I'm a little rude... Or if I seem rushed or a little checked out, I apologize.
Yeah.
Which is, if I was a waiter, I'd probably be that open.
Yeah, we're pretty honest people here, so.
Guys, I just want to tell you something real quick.
Yeah.
Having the worst day of my life. I'm going to focus. I'm going to do my best, but forgive me. Give me a little grace.
Yeah.
It's the worst day of my life. You don't, you know, and you got to be professional on that job, so you can't exactly. But there's horror stories, too.
Yeah, I'm curious. Obviously, Christians get a bad rap for being terrible tippers, and so this pastor took it upon himself to create a website. And then it gets you thinking about, okay, if you're willing to give 10 to 20%, maybe 25% to a server, well, how much are you, quote-unquote, tipping or tithing to your church? You know, the Lord gets 10%, but I'm going to give this person 18.
18?
Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't tip 18. I'm just saying... How much should you be giving the Lord?
Interesting.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
Ms. Bear.
Hey, Bear.
Hey. You figure out those One Direction lyrics yet?
Not yet. I haven't looked them up.
Okay. You'll get it.
There you go.
Story of my life. You'll get it.
One of my friends, like, I had this kind of discussion with her a couple weeks ago, and she said that she would only tip people if they really deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been a firm believer in tipping at least 15%.
Right.
I have in the past even tipped twice as much as the meal was worth.
Just because
I was having a good day.
Right? And you want to bless somebody else?
And she said that apparently... It's a law for business owners to make up what they don't make in tips to make the federal minimum wage or the state minimum wage.
I've never heard that before. I
no,
don't know.
I don't know if that's true.
I've never heard that either. Yeah. I haven't actually gotten to look that up either.
I know too many people that are waiters or waitresses, and they're getting paid like $3 an hour.
Yeah.
Because most of their money comes from tips.
That's interesting, though. I've never
heard
that
I don't know if that's true. Yeah.
I still haven't confirmed that, so I'm not going to say that's a fact.
Okay.
I would much rather err on the side of just love the people, even if they're not lovable.
Yeah, err on the side of grace. Maybe, that, as Teo said, maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe
exactly.
Like, we don't know.
That's always the way I try to look at things.
Yeah.
Although sometimes when I'm on the road, I'm like,
got you. All right, Bear. Thanks for the call.
Bye,
all
guys.
Right, later.
See ya.
Static.
Hey, I work at our America's favorite pancake place.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's right. There is a law that says that they're supposed to make up the difference, but.
But.
The issue with that is that that ends up being something that's frowned upon.
Okay.
And you can get written up for going into allocations at certain places or so on and so forth.
Oh,
so,
okay. I see. So if you ever took it to trial or something, you would kind of get blacklisted.
Yeah.
And also more of like a, hey, man, if you're not getting good tips, how crappy is your service?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. I found that most people tend to tip pretty decently.
Okay.
So
that's good.
And I mean, if you're talking to them, such things, you know, it's usually people tend to be a lot better about tipping, you know? I mean,
okay, so as a server, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Obviously, this pastor's creating this website because there's the stigma that Christians suck at tipping. Do you work on Sundays?
I do in the afternoons.
Okay. And you see a Bible study going on. You see, I mean, is it true or is this just a stereotype?
It's a stereotype, but like most stereotypes, it sometimes does end up being true.
Okay.
And so I kind of like the idea because it raises that awareness. It's like, hey, we do live specifically off of tips. If we don't make that money in tips, there's a chance that we're not making any money that night, regardless of the whole tip allocation thing, because that's, as I said, it's something that you can get that you can get written up this and that for.
Okay.
You know, like every place they have those clauses in the contract that say we can fire you for whatever reason.
Right.
So, you know, it's one of those kind of things that you run into.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Good thoughts. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. If you're just joining us, talking about a pastor who created a website to guilt his churchgoers into tipping more, into leaving their servers with a better sense of appreciation. It's called Sundays Are the Worst. It went live last month, and it's been flooded with personal experiences ever since. Servers from around the area, they can submit their personal stories of getting stiffed by Sunday church attendees or just bad experiences they've had with Christians in general. It's interesting. The stories are posted, and Robert's... The pastor, he says he makes an effort to issue a personal apology from the church. And I guess this is wrapping up Easter Sunday. He's going to take the entire congregation out to eat. He's encouraging everybody to tip double, but kind of just trying to change the stereotype of churchgoers under tipping. So we thought we'd get your thoughts on it. 505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
Now, I don't know if what Stephanie Bear is talking about is a law, but I do know it is a rule for a lot of the restaurants here in New Mexico.
Okay.
If you don't make enough to cover minimum wage, they will chip in what they need to make it minimum wage. But the odd one for me was always, there's a lot of restaurants in town as well that all of the tips get put into a collective location and get divided evenly among all the servers at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And that always kind of made me feel like, well, there's not really a whole lot of incentive to do that well if your coworkers are pretty much going to carry you here.
Yeah.
And if you're going to have to share all your good tips with your bad coworkers as well.
That's very, very true.
Yeah.
My brother's wife, she is a waitress server, if you will. And I know that's how it is at their restaurant.
I think it's like that at most restaurants.
They pool it all together and then they divide it up evenly. So you're
all
right.
All the more reason to me, though, for everybody to pitch in more.
Right.
Because if
better.
You really like your waitress, then you got
to
say, well, I know this is going to be divided out and I want them to feel blessed.
Yeah.
So, boom.
That's interesting. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
So all right. I posted on Facebook, question of the day, what's your policy on tipping? Do you only tip when you think your waiter or waitress deserves it or does a good job, or do you always throw out some cash their way?
There you go.
Is it right for this pastor to guilt his congregants into tipping more, or is this a good way to possibly make it happen?
Yeah. 505-338-3700.
And I posted a link to the article so you guys can go check out and see what's going on.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static!
Fernando, I am so excited.
What?
We're back on and she's so excited. Oh. I understood that. Huh?
Yes. I am so excited. I'm driving into Gallup and I'm like, yeah!
We're back on in Gallup. Our engineers did an incredible job fixing stuff, so yay, yes. Money!
Yay, money!
Thank you very much. And I hope Mateo didn't start going up the mountain.
Yeah, no,
we did it. Was a journey,
yeah, okay.
But I threw that ring in the volcano, and I feel better. Okay. Definitely a weight off my shoulders.
Yep, there you go.
I took down the hangers, and I took down all the aluminum foil and everything else.
There you go.
You should have kept the aluminum foil up.
Yeah, maybe
it's got a classy sheen to it, especially when you wear it as a hat.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Well, I love you guys, and I thank you, and I know today is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Yes, you now know.
Bless you.
I'm so glad you can hear us out there in Gallup, Mom Fernando.
And God is so grateful. Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye. Mom Fernando.
See, people like
us. She is an encourager.
She loves it.
That was a 20% tip.
There you
go. That's what it was.
That's how you tip us.
We feel great.
You call in, and you give us encouragement, or you could just send money. What?
We are a listener-supported station. You could tip if you love the show.
If you want it.
Yeah. At mystaticradio.com, that's our website. Because, we really are. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. It is by listener donation that we have a lot of rad listeners.
We have a great group of people.
Contribute to us every single month, $30 a month. And it may sound like that's a buck a day.
Yeah, it sounds like it's your time to get involved. Join these cool folks.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going, Teach.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, whenever I go to a restaurant, I always make it a point to tip at least 20%.
Mm. Okay.
I'll do 25 on holidays.
Wow.
My theory kind of is if they see me praying, they're going to see me tipping.
Boom.
So I do understand with my line of work the appreciation that comes with a tip.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't gotten a tip in the last 4 to 5 years. Not very many, at least. You can kind of do the math and figure out when and what happened and why that might be going on. But anyways,
I'm terrible at math, TJ. I can't figure this out.
So, Steve can help you out. I think he probably has an idea.
I don't trust him. I'm just kidding.
But anyways, I do appreciate the tips, and I can understand the crap they go through on a daily basis. I've actually been a part of dinner parties where, whether it was friends or family, and there's that one Christian who is a total, tool bag to the waiter or waitress, and then as soon as they turn around and walk away, they're all, let's pray for our food. And I just, there's been actually one time where I said, no, we're not praying now.
Yeah.
Because you completely ruined it, and now that's going to put a bad taste in everyone's mouth if we turn around and pray after you pulled that stunt. And
right.
It made for an awkward dinner, but I think I made my point.
Yeah,
I definitely have a hard time when you're out at a nice restaurant or anywhere in public and you're with, as you said, the Christian crew, and there's the one that just,
I'm sorry, Steve-O, it was one time.
Whatever. This steak is, this is not what I asked. I needed it it has to be like this and this, and it's like, man.
There must be a quarter cup of blood in my steak.
Okay, I just shrink in my chair. They saw us praying.
There's always that guy.
This is the one. Yeah. So, I'm with you, TJ.
I think the tipping more on holidays is a great, great thing.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks for the call, Teej.
Yep.
All right. Later. That guy. He's good people. He's good people.
He is an adamant listener. Right.
Last phone call because we gotta take care of the bills.
Take care of the bills.
Oh, well, there you go. There, perfect.
Took care of it for us.
All right. On the way, we got some Paramore. We got some Kids. Haven't heard that song in a little while. And of course, Comics Corner with our dear friend Max from Astro Zombies. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Still plenty of time to chime in on the question of the day. A pastor created a website to guilt churchgoers into tipping more. We posted a link to the website, and we want to know your thoughts. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. On the way back, we'll be talking more about that. And, of course, you know, we got to take care of some things because, as we said, we're listener-supported. We want to say some thank yous to some amazing people who have helped keep us going.
Yes.
Keep us on the air.
We love these people.
Yeah, that's right now. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Careful traffic.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, your traffic report.
Oh my God.
And you never knew what would happen today in your car. And I owe it all to traffic report with Mateo. Gosh. It's the best.
You're welcome. You're welcome, America. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Sorry. Just got caught up. Caught up. Accident. Two right lanes closed, I-40 West and I-25 at the Big I. If you are eastbound on 40 before you get, like, between Unser and 25, it looks like it's getting a little stacked.
Yeah.
So good luck out there. Our buddy Max actually texted in, and he's not going to make it because of traffic.
Yeah.
Shout out to Max. I don't really believe you, but shout out to Max. I'm just kidding. I believe him. I somewhat believe him. I would still tip him.
That's messed up.
Construction Highway 528 between Southern Boulevard, Meadowlark Lane, and Northern Boulevard up in the Rio Rancho area. If you're way up in there.
Yeah.
And road construction, I-25 in Paseo. Be careful. It's reduced to a single lane, and there's lane switches and whatnot. So.
Yeah.
There it is.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Grab you an Americano.
Grab you a...
And such.
What I get is this drink that Annie made up for me.
Yeah.
It's got so much whiskey in it. I'm kidding. It's a Cuban depth charge. And she puts like a Cuban shot in it. It's caramel infused. Caramel, however you say it.
I say caramel.
That's what I say.
Do you really?
Same, yeah, caramel.
Same.
Same. But I recommend it. If you meet Annie, if you happen to have her as your server, or your the person that rings you up or whatever, at your barista, that's the best way to say it, at Sopo, then ask for the caramel-infused Cuban depth charge.
You should just name it the Tayo.
Maybe.
Tayo.
Tayo.
It's easier.
Hey, season two is going to start soon. If you're a follower of my Instagram, Tayo will return.
That's good stuff.
My lovely editor, Celeste, she's going to help me one day.
She's working on it, producing, preparing.
She's a busy gal.
Season two.
She's got offers in from studios. She's got too much to do.
We got a few table readings coming up.
Yeah.
Getting through the next season.
She's a fantastic director and editor. Shout out to Celeste, our afternoon girl, who always sounds impeccably great.
Really up in the game. Just upping it.
Profo.
Yeah. There you go. Random phone call. Static.
Yes, I had a comment about the tipping that you were mentioning earlier.
Yeah, I will accept your comment.
You had said that some people say, you know, we tie 10%, why give more to a server? I look at it as that I'm not tipping God. He's actually giving me money, and he's only asking to keep 10% of it.
Yeah, no.
So, in fact, he's tipping me. He's giving me a whole lot more than 15% or 20%. So you should bless others with a higher than a 10% ratio.
Yeah, no, I wasn't saying we shouldn't tip.
No, some people say that. Like, no, well, I give 10%. Why am I going to give him, you know, someone else 18? And I just look at it opposite. Is God's giving me way more than 15? He's just asking to keep 10% of his money because that is his.
Right. No, I was flipping the script and saying we should be giving God more than 10% is what
I don't even think we're giving him. I think he's giving us. Yeah. I mean, that's his money. So he's just asking to keep 10% of it.
Right. Wow. Watch out now.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Sure thing.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Right. I love that. How sweet she got at the end.
Yeah. No, it's because, you know,
this is my comment. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Thank you for calling in.
No, she's right.
When it comes down to money, man, that's when things start getting, you know, like
the rubber's meeting the road at that point.
Well, you see where your heart is with money.
Exactly.
Like how you deal with it is, I mean, that's where your heart is with money. I know a lot of people are like, man, if I could just win the lottery, then I'd give it half to the church. And I'd get, no, you wouldn't. Because if you're not giving the Lord anything now, what makes you think when you have a ton of money, you're going to give any of it away?
Faithful in small things.
Yes.
Before you can be faithful. Also, and it's not just money, because Christ said that everyone would know us by our love.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in America, the main language is money.
Yeah.
So check that out, though, because if you're loving with, you know,
if you treat others
and you are giving with your money,
yeah,
that speaks to, especially in Western culture, that speaks volumes.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we mentioned this in the 7 o'clock hour. A pastor created a website to guilt churchgoers into tipping more. Tennessee pastor Chad Roberts, he created a website called Sundays Are the Worst. We posted a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. You can check it out.
I think I would have spun that differently. I would have, if I would have written it, I would have said pastor does website to encourage people to give more. Because when you say guilt,
yeah,
it's kind of, it seems, it's such a negative word,
mm-hmm.
you know, to me. It's like, whoa, why is he guilt tripping people? But then it's like, wait, but that's a, he's doing the right, I don't know.
It's okay, buddy.
Yeah, you know what would make me feel better?
What?
If we listen to Story of My Life.
Oh, man.
Kidding. Comics Corner!
Woo! Oh, nerds!
To the Idiot Mobile!
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them, because they're really, really cool, and I really, really want to get them, and I really
want to read them, and I really want to read them. Story of
my life! Let's do it.
Time for Comics Corner.
Good morning.
Comics Corner, of course, brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. AstroZombies.com. Phone number is 505. Yep, okay.
What?
Max usually says the phone number. I don't have it.
Max, we don't know the number.
Oh, Max.
Max, we don't know the number.
Yeah. This is why cell phones are the worst. 505-232-7800. You never have to remember phone numbers.
You don't.
You just click the little button thingy that says Astro Zombies, because, yes, I have a comic shop programmed into my phone. Priorities, people.
Comics Corner.
Huge week for comic books. There were so many books this week, I had to take out a second mortgage on my home.
Oh.
Gosh, it was ridiculous.
I know.
So,
you got a fantastic interest rate, though. Market's really taking a turn for the better.
Oh, man. Now, our resident DC guy, Maximilian, he usually helps us with the DC reviews because, well, Forever Evil's going on right now, but Batman is going through its own story arc.
Yeah, and Nightwing.
And Nightwing, which has, allegedly, it was supposed to be a tie-in to Forever Evil because... In Forever Evil, Nightwing is tied up, kidnapped. He's not doing much of anything.
Yeah.
But in his normal comic, it's like, I'm fighting bad guys.
Yeah.
That's a totally different time period. Allegedly, it was going to tie into something, but according to Max,
who, again, is stuck in traffic, and he unfortunately can't be here. We love you, Max.
Yeah, we do love you, bro.
Max says Nightwing had nothing to do with anything at all.
Of course!
Batman was terrible.
Okay.
And he liked JLA, which we're going to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Kicking off with the DC Universe.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Hey, I found it. Here it is.
Forever Evil, it's been going on for some months now, and Justice League of America. It's one of our favorite books every month.
It's been an interesting story.
Yeah.
I've never really been a DC fan. My first big hero that I liked when I was a kid was Superman.
Right.
Then I really liked Batman, mm-hmm. but then I found Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
was like, wait, Spider-Man's not in DC. Who are all these other people? These people are better to me. So I've been more of a Marvel kid my whole life. I know my boy Scooter over at Astro Zombies, he's a Marvel kid.
Yeah. I was a Marvel kid.
We're just giddy.
We're Marvel kids.
We're giddy with it.
How Justice League of America doesn't necessarily follow the big dogs. This one has been focused on Martian Manhunter and Stargirl.
Stargirl.
Everybody's trapped inside Firestorm's little mind. They're imprisoned. We know the Justice League's been there for a issues upon issues upon issues.
Whew.
How do they break out? I can't talk about this book without giving everything away.
Yeah,
so.
It's kind of a spoiler thing.
This is like the
you were disappointed,
ultimate.
Right?
I hated it.
He is not a fan. I didn't mind it so much. I think it was... Max said he loved it.
Here's why. There's a movie called Family Man.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
I don't like when it's like, this and this and this and this and this and this and this. Just kidding.
It wasn't real.
Oh, stuff like that. And it doesn't necessarily play out completely like that, but I don't like it when, you know, 9/10 of it is one way, and then all of a sudden it's like, psych! And you're like, oh.
Psych your mind!
So what you're telling me is this entire issue was a waste.
Not just the issue, either. I mean, according to this, a few issues... I wouldn't say a waste.
Right.
I would say it was definitely a...
It took a twist.
A bait and switch.
It took a... Yes. And so, I personally did not enjoy said twist.
But I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because to me, it was like, just when you thought things were all, you know, good to go, then you're like, no, they're not.
To me, issues like this, it felt like... It felt like they were one issue short of completing the story arc. You know how sometimes you can tell when they're dragging something out?
Oh, yeah,
It felt like it was dragged out, and then it was like, psych, because the Forever Evil's not done yet. So it's got to wrap up the big story arc in the big Forever Evil book, and this is just a tie-in, so just kidding.
Well, and this book is ending in a couple months, I think.
Yeah.
And that's Justice League of America. That the book is coming to an end.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Oh, what did Max say? There's a new
rebooting. It's like Justice League
United.
Yeah, so it's going to be like the United Nations. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
It could.
There's going to be Justice League Canada. Not joking.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They're going to walk around going, "Sorry."
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey, check that out.
You friends of mine that have seen Anchorman 2, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. I touch your shoulder.
No, I don't want it.
The extension of
you go
peace.
Away. You go on. You go out on the
you
tours
go hang
and
out
such.
With your real friends.
And then you're like, oh, I'm going to go see all the movies that we always talk about seeing by myself. It's cool.
Well, I did go see it while you were on that marriage retreat here in town.
The second time.
The second version of it.
Yeah. I still haven't seen the first
Which movie. I enjoyed. Some people were not big fans.
My movie friend.
Speaking of something else
that I
enjoyed.
All right. Yes.
Let's move into Marvel territory.
Shall we?
Yeah, we should. I think that if you are looking for a book that is the central character is a female, maybe you're a girl. I don't know. I don't have that experience.
You can't say this isn't just for girls.
No, it's not just for girls, and that's what's cool. Captain Marvel, number one.
Yeah.
Starring Carol Danvers, who was an Air Force pilot, I guess. It started this week. Brand new number one. So if you're looking for something to jump into, this could be for you.
I feel
you.
Like Adri would love this.
Yeah, I think so. And I really thought Dawn would like it. But again, Dawn was like, well, I don't really read comics. Is this good or not?
I will say I was about halfway through it. Like I said, we have about 10 comics to get through. Yep. I was about halfway through it, and Dawn said, where's that girl comic? And I said, I'm reading it, and you can have it. So I didn't even finish the issue because I just was having such a hard time with it. I wasn't...
Okay, so I'll fill you in a little bit.
Okay.
The cool thing, do you remember we cover a book called Guardians of the Galaxy, which is also Marvel, and for a while Iron Man took a little vacation, a reprieve, if you will, and he went up into space.
Right.
And he was with the Guardians for a few issues. He was a member of the team. He was kind of like, Earth is stressful, I'm out of here.
Right.
And he went, and then Marvel executives are like, we're going to make this Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and we got to tie it in, how are we going to do it? And so they brought Iron Man out. And he was up in space for a while. And in this issue, it starts off and we are on another planet with Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are we doing here? And then it goes, boom, 6 weeks ago or 6 months ago or something
like
that.
And
we find out why she is on this other planet in the rest of the issue. And sadly, you didn't get to read it. But at one point, Iron Man comes to her and says, I think with all this stuff that has happened... another thing is an alien comes into the atmosphere, and Rhodey, James Rhodey, or the Iron Patriot, or War Machine, who is now the Iron Patriot, they kind of catch it. They think it's like a missile, and then they realize, wait, there's a living being, and this isn't a bomb, and so they catch it, and then they run diagnostics on it, and they realize that it's an alien, but this alien is not from a planet in our universe, this alien is from a planet in one of the parallel universes that was destroyed by the builders or something. Or it's a planet that has been destroyed by the builders.
Okay.
There is confusion. There is mystery.
Yes.
And then Iron Man says, I think it would be a good idea if one member of the Avengers every 6 months to a year spent time out in space with the Guardians of the Galaxy, because we need like a patrol. We need an Avengers representation out there.
Okay.
And so Captain Marvel is the first one. She's like, I'll do it.
Okay.
And that's kind of where we pick up. That's how she ends up in space. There's more stuff. I'm not ruining the whole thing for you, but
that's
basically the gist of it. And it's a good read. I was kind of like, okay.
All right.
Space adventure, Captain Marvel lady.
Yeah.
I'll go with you on this journey.
And it's a number one. I like how Marvel's been putting out more and more number ones to make it more accessible for people to jump on if they want to start a new book. Speaking of the early goings, X-Force number 2 comes out this week, today. And X-Force is really a comic for the dude that loves Call of Duty.
Boop.
It's interesting because the head of X-Force is Nathan Christopher Dayspring Ascanison Summers, also known as Cable.
Cable.
He is the son of Cyclops. He's also my favorite superhero in the universe.
That is his favorite one.
But I will say this is kind of a departure because he's always been the... he's always been like the warrior. And this is more real world in a sense that X-Force is like the super black ops team of the Marvel of, you know, mutant kind. Because the United States has like their Navy SEALs and everybody, all these.
The Green Berets.
Yes. Has all these like black ops, special forces type things. And who's there to help the mutants? And so X-Force is this team that is basically there to ensure the survival of the mutant race.
Mm.
And, So it's interesting because they even talk a little bit about the fact that none of them are really wearing costumes anymore.
Oh.
Like Cable's rocking camo now, you know, and they're all looking super black ops. And it's because they don't consider themselves really superheroes anymore. They're kind of a special forces team. And so because of that, they're not rocking the spandex and the whatever. They're rocking more like Navy SEAL type Green Beret gear.
There you go. More subdued.
Yeah. So
a subdued
look. It's really interesting if you're a fan of the Dark Knight, if you're a fan of like real world stuff like that, a fan of like the Hurt Locker or Zero Dark 30 with mutants.
Yeah.
It's very much so like that. Basically, there's a world threat going on. They discovered a new mutant who isn't necessarily a mutant. They don't know how this person was created. And a country, it's seriously too real world almost. A country has been experimenting on people and accidentally created this mutant. And so they got to go stop, you know, Russia or the Ukraine. I don't know. Somebody overseas who's messing with people and accidentally creating mutants. And so they're kind of like these special forces, black ops going overseas doing stuff, real world. So it's definitely interesting. I like what they're doing because it's a total departure from like, I'm wearing spandex and I'm fighting aliens in space.
Right.
It's like black ops with the sniper and this guy's on point and this dude's running. And so it's really interesting. If you're into, like I said, Call of Duty and Zero Dark 30.
Real world type scenario superhero comic
with
book.
X-Men characters.
Right, and what number is that? Because
this is just number two.
Number two.
Yeah,
X-Force
number two today.
X-Force just kicked off like a month ago.
They're trying something different. Even the art is a little more real world. It's like painted, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the artistry is, I love the art. It's definitely different. It's not super cartoony. It's paintings, basically.
Wow.
And so it makes it feel more real world as well.
That's
so
cool. So X-Force.
Yeah. X-Force, number
two.
If
you're into military-type stuff and you want to get into comics or something, maybe that's the one for you.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good, I will say. We also are in the midst of the trial of Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy and aliens and big world stuff.
Boop, boop, boop.
Man, what do you think?
Galaxy Wars, Galactic Peril, tons of stuff. This is your book of the week.
Yeah.
If we could give a book of the week, if we could say,
man, I don't know.
Well, you love Ninja Turtles.
I do.
I love this all new X-Men. We're picking up. It's within the Trial of Jean Grey, so it's a crossover between Guardians of the Galaxy and the all new X-Men, which is the team of X-Men from the past that have been dropped off in the future, and they are stuck here.
Yeah.
So you have young Jean Grey, who is, I think current timeline is dead and has been dead.
But
here she is back in our timeline, and she has been brought to trial by the Shi'ar Empire. If you're familiar with the X-Men cartoon, mm-hmm. you'll remember the Shi'ar because Lilandra, the lady that Professor X loved,
yeah,
she was Shi'ar.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's like the great... one of my the great bridge for people, because a lot of people our age, they watch the cartoons.
Yeah,
they don't know anything, you know, the comics. Like, wait,
where's
a second.
Gambit?
Like, my boy Nick just texted me and said, wait a second, Cable is Cyclops' son?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, from the future. And he's like, mind blown. I love you, Nick. You're my boy.
Nick, you got to check out X-Force. I'm telling you, it's my fave.
But anyway, Jean Grey is being brought to trial for crimes that the Phoenix committed, but you have to remember the Jean Grey that's being brought to trial is... the kid Jean Grey that's from the past.
Yeah.
So she technically has not committed these crimes yet.
It's very interesting because there's another comic company called Image Comics.
Yeah.
They're the independent. They're like the indie music. They're kind of the static radio of comic world.
Yeah, you can say that.
Because they're very indie, different. They do things like The Walking Dead.
They do
is
things,
where that comic
they're not
does.
So much really comic, like
right.
superhero comics. They're more...
One of their few superhero comics is called Invincible. And in Invincible, there's a very interesting question posed in this week's issue, issue 109. And I bring it up during this X-Men series because... it's like the similar question. In Invincible, there's all this, you know, ooh, multiverse things going on. And Mark Grayson, who is Invincible, comes across different versions of himself.
Ooh.
And this one character in said issue makes a comment because he comes across a version of him that's like this evil emperor. And that's kind of... he's fighting himself right now, basically.
Oh.
And it was interesting because it was very minute things. It wasn't like he was raised by different parents. He had the same upbringing, the same everything. It was all because of choices that Mark Grayson chose to make or did not make that defined his character and defined who he was. And it's very interesting that that's kind of thematic in comics right now. Based upon your choices, Pastor Skip said this a few weeks ago during Rock Solid, mm-hmm. that our choices, every single decision we make defines our character.
Ooh.
And it creates this person of who we are. And so it's interesting because in X-Men right now, Jean Grey, she's on trial. She's a kid. She hasn't committed any of these crimes yet. She sees the... backlash of the crimes, and in this issue discovers that her entire lineage basically has been wiped out by this alien race because of crimes that the older version of herself committed. And what do you do with that information?
Yeah, and if you know who Jean Grey is, you know that she eventually becomes the Phoenix. And I will say in this issue, a character comes in to stoke the fire, if you will.
Yeah, dude.
So you gotta watch out for that. But the thing that's so interesting about this, the peril that she's in, or her predicament, just like you were saying, what is she to be defined by her mistakes, or is she to be defined by who she is now?
Yeah.
You know,
every choice we make is going to, it's like that butterfly effect. And so no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, this is that theological moment in Comics Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Today's a new day. And whatever decision you made yesterday, it can affect your future. However, today matters.
Today matters.
Every choice. And I think sometimes with sin, especially, we make a really stupid decision. We mm-hmm. blow it. And then because of that, we think we're worthless. God can't use us anymore. We're at a place where, well, this is what has defined me in the past. And so because of that, screw it. I'm already an idiot. People have already written me off. So it doesn't matter what I do today. But it does matter what
That's
you do today. Every freaking decision you make matters because it shapes your character.
Yep.
And so don't be defined by your past. Don't be defined by the quote-unquote villainy of the past. You can be a hero today. You can make that right choice. You can make a change in your life.
Make
but you can't
change.
Do it without Jesus. You know
it's
what
true.
I mean?
I think the grace of God allows us to be more than the sum of our mistakes, which is a line from a 10th Avenue song.
Yeah.
Or 10th Avenue North. It says, you are more than the choices that you make. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what... this is the question in X-Men right now. Is this Jean Grey, who technically has not committed these mistakes yet, but she will, she did, but this version of her has not.
Right.
Is she more than the sum of her mistakes? is there something else there, or is she still guilty? And I think in a real world context, you know, only by the grace of God can we be more than the sum of our mistakes.
Yeah.
Because Dude. Truly, without that, you've got nothing else to go by. You know, and you know, it's a cool thing. It's a kind of a deep topic, and there are tons of discussions to be had about it. So, great book to pick up, All New X-Men and the Trial of Jean Grey. And it continues either next week or the week after into Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy because I'm telling you, man. Mm-hmm. We can make a change today. Today could be that day.
Gonna make a change for once in my life.
Jean Grey, you're not defined by the Phoenix.
Get over it, girl.
Okay? Today is a new day.
Gonna make it right.
You take a look in that mirror and you make a change.
You've fallen down, Jean. You've fallen down and you're on your knees, but you get up.
Who you were yesterday does not define who you are today.
It does not and it will not. You will stand.
You will stand.
You will stand by the grace of God.
Amen.
I feel kind of, I'm kind of like, this is fun, but at the same time, it's like, it's real.
It's so real!
And right now, this video is playing and these little sad, just orphans and kids with no food and stuff. It's real sad, but at the same time, don't waste today.
No!
We're sitting here talking about comic books.
That's right! It starts somewhere!
It does.
I'm standing with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways.
Nice harmony.
And no message could have been any clever. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change.
Talking to you, Jean Grey, all right? You're not defined by the Phoenix Force.
You're not.
All right? You made some bad decisions in your past. Today is a new day. We're also talking to you, listener, all right? Mm. You. Don't be defined by yesterday. Today is a new day.
I'm drawing parallels with the Phoenix Force and the sinful nature in my head right now.
Yeah.
Because it's within, like, it's within her.
Yeah.
But
she will not be overcome by it?
She will not be overcome by it. Or Dude. Will she?
Dude. God's grace is sufficient for you today because his power is made complete in our weaknesses. And guess what? We're stupid humans. We're going to battle this sinful nature for the rest of our lives. Go read Romans 7, 8, and 9 if you want to read more about that. But guess what? No, through the grace of God, we can overcome.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo! I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his way. You wanna make the world a better place? Take a look at yourself and then make a change.
I feel like this is a powerful, powerful, powerful.
Listen.
Comics Corner.
That's
it. I like that. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm telling you, man,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm not. We're not talking about anything else until this song key change right now.
If you're having a bad day, I swear, MJ, you pop on an MJ track like this, you're good to go.
You're good.
You better be empowered.
Especially this song.
I feel like today's going to be a solid day.
Get it right where you got the time. You don't get it, you do go, and you're mine.
Nice.
That man in the mirror, oh yeah.
Max missed out on a Comics Corner of epic proportions.
Yep.
A lot of books. A lot of books this week.
A lot of books. We got more to get to.
We really do.
Hang on, he's about to do woo. Here it is. Woo! Woo!
Nicely done. I like that.
Okay.
I like that, man. That was impromptu.
Speaking of making a change.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about Superior Spider-Man.
Okay.
There's a segue you never thought would happen in your life, and it did. Now, what's been going on? Speaking about, you know, like evil natures and whatnot.
Yeah.
Peter Parker's body is being inhabited by the consciousness of Dr. Octopus.
Mm.
It's been like this for almost 30 issues. This is issue number 29. And we know that Superior Spider-Man is coming to an end. Dr. Octopus's goal was to get into Peter Parker's body be Spider-Man mm-hmm. and be a superior Spider-Man, a better version, because in his mind, Peter wasn't doing it right.
Right.
He's like, you're not doing it right. You suck.
Yeah.
I'm going to fix it.
Yep.
And he has been. Little did he know, the whole time he's been doing this, old Green Goblin mm-hmm. has been, you know, underground, literally and figuratively, undermining every little thing he's done. And so now, on Superior Spider-Man's watch, everything has gone to crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened right under his nose, and he had no idea. And we're seeing all of that come to a head right now. This is Goblin Nation Part 3. I think it's 3 of 5.
Yeah.
And it is a battle. In this issue, you've got Green Goblin, you've got Superior Spider-Man, you got Spider-Man 2099, who finally comes back. He's been around. He's back. You have Spider-Slayers. You have Mary Jane getting Aunt May and her husband out of town. Mm-hmm. Get them out of town, because it's going crazy.
J. Jonah Jameson's pops.
Yep. And this is a pretty... This whole arc is getting heavy, mm-hmm. and I love it. Because the Green Goblin is dismantling. It's like he's mad at Dr. Octopus. And he says it in here. He's like, he basically says, you took Peter from me, and he was my greatest enemy, so I'm going to destroy you.
Right.
You know, and he starts doing it.
The one thing that threw me off, I loved it, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or is Green Goblin morphing into the Joker?
He is. He's okay. Definitely taking more of a maniacal. And that panel, I saw somebody point out on the internet, that panel looks like a panel. It might have been from The Killing Joke. I don't know. But there's an old picture of the Joker doing this, and it says, ha, 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 ha,
yeah.
ha, ha. And there's a picture of the Green Goblin there, and it says, ha, 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 all around
See,
it.
See, I didn't even know that. I just, when I was reading it, I was like, are they rewriting him as the Joker?
He's definitely taking more.
Is he the Joker?
But this is like a Joker with... who's not so much chaotic. He's
right.
not an agent of chaos. He's very... meticulous
and,
he's like a malevolent, evil, like, king, mm-hmm. sort of. And that's how... he's the king of the Goblin Nation.
Yeah.
And he is just ruining Superior Spider-Man's life.
Yeah.
It's an interesting story. I encourage people to pick it up if you're into Spider-Man.
Yeah, the story arc has been interesting to see Doc Ock try and be Spider-Man, to be the Superior Spider-Man, and, gosh.
It just shows that no matter, like, you can't be perfect. And even though Dr. Octopus thought he was going to do everything perfectly, and he was always constantly like, Peter screws everything up. He screws everything up. He always goes in without a plan, all willy-nilly, and of course things don't, you know. And he did so many things in a more superior fashion, and then at the same time, it has blown up in his face.
Mm-hmm.
That's just Spider-Man's, like, that's just his M.O., is trying to do good, and it blows up in his face. Which is what makes him so relatable to me, and I think to most people. It's like he's the everyday hero, because no matter the best that he does, it just falls apart.
Yeah, for realsies.
For realsies. So that's Superior Spider-Man number 29, and we might learn who the Green Goblin actually is in this issue. I'm not going to tell you.
It's about time. The funny thing is, I completely forgot.
Yeah.
You mentioned that, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I say we might.
Yeah, you're right.
Because it's definitely not a full-on reveal, but it's like, well, maybe.
What would you say your pick of the week is?
It's either X-Men or it's Spider-Man.
All right. Coming in for my pick of the week, it's gotta be. Got to be.
Got to be.
My favorite book right now.
What is... okay.
My favorite comic that I'm reading.
It is.
It's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Is this ninja rap?
Maybe. What?
He's dancing, everyone, if you're not watching.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah! To the new sweet sound. Yeah! I remember this. This is Ninja Turtles 2. How can you not know this?
You gotta know this.
This, when you were a kid, and Teenage Mutant Shredder. Ninja, the first one came out, you left kind of going, but he said cuss words and it was real serious. But then Turtles 2 came out and you're like, now that's my Ninja Turtles. And then the older you get, you're like, man, Turtles 1 was awesome. And Turtles 2 got real campy.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, any movie that has Vanilla Ice actually in the movie doing a Turtles rap.
Yeah.
Good news, though. This is nothing like that.
No, the book is
quite serious.
Solid.
It's a more adult take, if you will, but not like grown up where it's like, why is that Ninja Turtle cussing? It's not that grown up. It's just the themes are different. It's taking on serious issues like loss of loved ones and how to handle different things. This is issue 32 is the conclusion of the latest story arc. And Leonardo was kidnapped, was brainwashed by Shredder, became a villain himself, fought the Turtles, and this arc has been like the culmination of Leo coming back to lead.
Nice.
Man, it has been awesome!
This is why you were crying so much.
This is why I was crying
so
much.
I walked in and you're going, how's CrossFit? What? And you're like,
I did not
no,
cry.
He didn't. But it's this. The cool thing about this Turtles. Now I'm not caught up, but we have the volumes of it, like
yeah.
the collected edition. So I'm slowly catching up. The story, the origin story of the Ninja Turtles. Now go with me here because we're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
and we're talking about a comic book,
right? The origin makes so much more sense,
mm-hmm.
and it's got like a. more mystical vibe to it. So if you're totally like, I hate magic, I hate magic even though it's in the Bible, but I pretend like it's not. The story, the origin of Ninja Turtles, it kind of makes more sense
it
with
does.
This mystical vibe.
Yeah,
and it adds so much more character, so much more development to the characters.
It is a much deeper story.
It really, really,
it really is.
And it's got a lot of profundity in it.
Yeah. The story so far, the Turtles, they had to retreat to Northampton because they had to lick their wounds, basically, because they got beat down by Shredder and yeah. you know, the Foot, because the Foot Clan's still in it. You
right.
still got, like, Krang, you still got Stockman, you still got everything going on like when you were a kid, except it's like, what would happen if somebody rad in comics took over and reimagined Ninja Turtles and made it just a little more... authentic.
It's the 90s, bro.
It's incredible. I will say also, Ross Campbell, who does the art
yeah.
for this, I want to go buy his paintings.
There is something to be said for the art in this book. It is fantastic.
Gosh, it's just watercolors, and it really brings it alive. I'm talking about Ninja Turtles.
Ninja
this is real
Turtles.
Life, right?
Ninja so, Turtles are so serious.
Yeah, it's from IDW, which they've been around for, I believe, 15 years now. Yeah, 15 years.
Another so, independent publisher.
Yeah. And on the back, if you will note, IDW welcomed me into the world of comics and has been a wonderful partner to collaborate with. That's my girl, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
What?
Yeah.
J-Love?
Yeah.
You got J-Lo, you got J-Law.
Yeah.
And you got J-Love.
Yeah. So I'm just saying.
There's a quote from Jennifer Love Hewitt on this comic
on the back of this comic book. I mean,
This is next level.
Next level!
For comic book readers, this comic has just gone next level. That's right. I said it. A girl commented on this book.
But really, if you're like our age and you enjoy reminiscing on things from childhood, and let's be honest, they've been taking so many things from childhood and rehashing them.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have sucked. This one does not.
We'll see about the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah, this has been an enjoyable journey. So if you're a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or you were as a kid, this more grown-up-y version. Yeah, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The first, like, 8 volumes are already in trade. So you can get, like, oh, I don't know where to start. Get volume number 1. It's the first 4 issues.
It's all collected.
Yeah.
It's easy.
That's my pick for the week.
That's your pick?
Yeah.
Well, also... S.H.I.E.L.D. came on last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Great episode.
Yes. I'm going to put that good music
you
back
You have in. To admit that S.H.I.E.L.D. has stepped up its game.
Super stepped up their game. Last night, Jamie Alexander, who plays Sif
yep.
on Thor and Thor the Dark World. She's the warrior girl. She's awesome. She showed up in the episode reprising her role as Sif. It yep. was fantastic.
Number one question asked in the Jeter household. Is that the same actress from the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And I will say, we just watched The Dark World because it just came out on Blu-ray. We watched yes. it this last weekend. And the CGI on the TV show...
It's not bad.
It was on par.
Not bad.
When she went from, like, Asgard to Earth, it looked like it did in the Thor films.
It did.
So I understand the production costs are very high.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to keep up with the films. And now it looks like they're succeeding.
They're trying to. They're definitely trying to. And this did tie in to the... Because a couple of things were mentioned
mm-hmm.
that happened in Thor...
which is the latest Marvel film to come out.
It's been better. I will say it has really gotten better.
Is it Arrow level yet? No.
But last night was pretty darn close.
Last night, it was like, oh, well. And then it showed, next week, if you don't watch anything S.H.I.E.L.D.-wise, but you're interested in the Marvel Universe, next week they're airing a special called Assembling Universe.
Yeah.
And it's going to have features from the new Captain America movie, Guardians, and the new Avengers movie, which has just started filming.
Age of Ultron.
It comes out next year.
We get to see the first look at that, so that's next Tuesday in place of a new Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which actually kind of bummed me out. But Joss Whedon did this documentary, basically, assembling this new Marvel Universe. So Marvel fans, if you're into that, I know you're going to be stoked next week.
Yeah, don't miss it next week. If you do miss it because you're watching The Voice, then you should
Who are you?
You should TVR it.
You should TVR it.
Is it TiVo?
Yeah,
DVR.
DVR.
You know, I'm still...
Digital video recording.
Like I said, guys,
right?
I'm in the 90s. I'm stuck in the 90s.
It's okay. We got our VCR.
I'm not going to the future till I get my hoverboard.
Yeah.
At which point, I will start pronouncing things correctly and, you know, get a Google Glass or whatever, all that crap. Then I'll do it. You give me a hoverboard, and then I'll work on
it. If you're still rocking a VCR to record things, I recommend recording it in, not an SLP. What was that, super long play?
You might have some cassettes in your bunker.
Yeah.
You might have some. It's behind the canned tomatoes in front of the chickpeas.
Don't forget, if you want to record on that VCR, you've got to tape over that little tab that you peeled off your cassette.
That. For gosh sakes, rewind it when you're done.
Yeah, please.
That's all I'm asking.
Thus concludes this show.
It's over.
Of course, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Shock Therapy Live with our dear friend, Pat. Are you going to hang today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll hang out in here.
We got Doug, the intern. He's been producing more and more, so I feel like a third voice, man.
A third voice, the worst one.
Douglas is here. He's going to hang. He's going to produce. So if you'd like to get in early, the phone lines do tend to get jammed on Shock Therapy Live. Phone lines are open now, 505-338-3700.
They are.
You'll have to be on hold for a few minutes, but hey.
You might be.
You'll actually make it onto the show. So if you'd like to keep it anonymous, studio@mystaticradio.com. That is the web address. And what did you learn today, my friend?
Man, I learned a lot about comics.
Yeah.
I learned that, you know, even though this article was spun that a pastor's guilting his congregation, I think he's actually...
Yeah.
I take it as an encouragement because he's like, guys, come on, we have the worst rep for tipping, and money is not our God. It's not supposed to be. Let's show people that it's not.
Yeah.
You know, and let's get out there and bless people. And I think that's really cool. For more... If you want to join that conversation, we've got a status on Facebook. It's the question of our day. It's all about tipping, and it's all about a pastor in Tennessee who's made a website called Sundays Are the Worst.
Yeah.
And he's getting stories from servers and waitresses and, you know, waiters in his town, and he's encouraging his church, hey, let's change this. Let's change it up.
I love it. You can check out all the details, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Again, Shock Therapy Live rolls your way next. If you would like to chime in, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's studio@mystaticradio.com. Or give us a call. Phone lines are already open. Our producer's hanging out waiting. 505-338-3700. Pastor Nate Heitzig, myself, Teo.
Hey.
Going to be hanging.
I'll be there, I reckon.
All right. If you missed any part of this show, podcast it at mystaticradio.com/mornings. Shock Therapy Live next.
Yeah.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.